All right. Well, this is Alabasia. Oh, my God. My nerd origin story. I was that little skinny kid from Brooklyn, New York, literally. Just like, yeah, Cap. And totally just, you know, picked on as a kid for all my lovings of everything nerdy, especially Star Wars. It's just kind of interesting. I would get picked on it, but now that I'm an official Star Wars artist, those same bullies and people, they all think I'm so wonderful on social media or where they see me at shows. I just smile, but I know deep down, hey, I remember what you said to me or did to me back then. So there you go. I think Star Wars is the thing that changed me.
So did that give you like a sense of security in those hard times?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I would lock myself in my room and just play with my action figures and just draw and make my own comic strips.
So seeing all the wonderful, or I feel like I gotta ask, Marvel or Star Wars?
Oh, Star Wars. Star Wars is my first love. That and Superman. They are my two favorite properties, I guess you could call them. Yeah, Star Wars and Superman.
So both of those have themes of hope. Would you say that's important to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always have to have hope. I mean, when I saw Christopher Reeve in 1978 fly on the screen, yes, I'm old, for the first time, it was just magic.
See, I love A New Hope for those same things. Like, A New Hope is one of my favorite Star Wars movies just by itself because it's so good, gives you so much hope, and it's like you almost don't need a sequel.
Oh, I love it, first of all, how Star Wars music started to play behind you from this little droid going around. So it was definitely great timing on their part. But no, for me, Empire Strikes Back was my jam. That was my favorite, probably still my favorite movie of all time. Yeah, that movie was just magic.
Star Wars has this really like good thing of the middle one being really good. The last one, debatable.
I still love Jedi. I mean, you know, yeah, Ewoks aside, you know, or some of the special edition changes. I won't get into them too much. But I still love Return of the Jedi. I would say it's number three on my favorite Star Wars movie list.
So do you have a favorite Jedi?
Oh, goodness. I'm not allowed to say Darth Vader, I guess, because you said Jedi. So if I said, you know, Force user overall, I would say Darth Vader. But favorite Jedi would be Luke Skywalker.
So, how is it being a part of Star Wars Celebration as an official artist, getting to add your little touch to the universe that you loved so much growing up?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Once you do anything official for Lucasfilm, you are allowed to submit for the Star Wars Celebration Art Show. And they pick like 20, 25 people worldwide. So I did some art that involved like, you know, little kids looking up to Star Wars characters as their heroes. My daughter had given me that idea originally, gosh, about 7 years ago with Wonder Woman. So, you know, I wanted to try it for Celebration, you know. Most of my Star Wars art you see out there, it's all like, you know, battles and the Mandalorian or whoever. But I wanted to try this for Celebration, and it struck some chords, and I was fortunate enough to get into California and London.
I have to ask this question. With you being the kid who kind of felt a little bit outcast from everybody else, you're now into doing all of this. What was it like, that moment when you realized the thing that you loved all your life was now something that you were a part of in some magnitude, you know, even being a licensed artist?
No, yeah, it's the best. It really is. I've always wanted to be licensed with Star Wars, and I just feel like my life has come, like, I guess, full circle in a lot of ways. I just love being a part of the universe.
Is there anything that you have coming out next that you're super excited about?
I'm not allowed to be too specific about it, but I am working on a Stormtrooper piece, kind of based on Rogue One, of them maybe storming the beach. I really can't say more than that. But I'm hoping that the public will get to see it in the next few months.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.